Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Evan Rodriguez to Pittsburgh. Not a utility man. Middle infielder. This is a hockey player. Moved to Pittsburgh. The Penguins from the Sabres.
It's a useful player.
A depth forward in the dictionary is what one person tweeted. Look up depth forward. You will see a picture of Evan Rodriguez with an S instead of a Z in the last name.
Partially probably necessitated because of Agostino getting claimed off waivers too.
So this is just a body?
No,
Sean.
He's a little bit more than that. I asked a couple people who they like the most out of the Sabres' glut of bottom six
forwards.
Your
Gergensons, your Larsons, Chris, your Shearys.
You had Larson mentioned in one of your 10 targets.
I would if I were them, you know, if it were my team and I had the needs that the Penguins did, I probably would have looked harder at Larson just because he's good at faceoffs. He can play left wing and center. He could, you know, basically center. Center a fourth line, but that's clear that that's not really what they wanted to do. They wanted to build a stronger third line.
I don't think Rodriguez was in the lineup against the Penguins on Saturday.
Their goal really, and I tweeted this, whatever, I'm ripping off one of my own jokes, but it's right now their roster is essentially Jack Eichel and 11 bottom six forwards. I mean, and they're in the hunt because the Atlantic is terrible. That's clearly what they're doing here.
Skinner had a brutal year after they signed him to that big contract.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, the Atlantic division is terrible. So it makes sense that they're going out and getting players because, like, whatever, try to make the playoffs. That's the goal. But still, that's a bizarrely put together lineup. They have a lot of guys that do the same sort of stuff. And then adding Simmons to that group necessitates someone getting
very
shipped
weird.
Out.
Yeah, too. Rodriguez was not in against the Penguins on Saturday when they got beat at home. Sean Gentile from The Athletic in studio with us. Longtime hockey writer Mike DeFabo, the Pony and Muller Penguins beat writer. We don't pay him, but the Post-Gazette does. We just kind of give him an opportunity to talk.
Speaking of that opportunity, it's one that Ron Cook, Joe Starkey, Paul Zeiss, his colleagues at the Post-Gazette, I say colleagues very loosely because they have not given him that opportunity yet. That's the bottom line, Paul Zeiss.
All right, there's more. Okay, so it's not just Rodriguez going to the Penguins, it's also Connor Sherry.
Boy.
Can you confirm that, Mike? Sherry to the Penguins?
Right now I'm talking to you guys instead of talking to the manager. So you know where my priorities are. I'm doing everything I can.
Your Elliot Friedmans, your Frank Saravellis, they've got it. So
I mean, Mike, this with Sherry, the reunion with him has been rumored for what, months?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, he fits exactly what the Penguins like to do. And I mean, he's in a similar mold to Zucker, and then he's fast. Obviously, the Penguins have familiarity with him. He's played with the Penguin Stars before. He's won Stanley Cups before. So it should be fun to have him back here in Pittsburgh.
Maybe now people will get his name right on a consistent basis.
And still very embarrassing.
Yeah, how about that?
I don't know. You know what this has given me the vibe
of? Oh, wait,
of?
Hold on. I got to stop you guys. There's more.
Are you kidding
this is
me?
McKenzie. Rodriguez and Sherry for Cahoon.
So it's like, what, getting the band back together a little bit with Sherry?
Man, I'm a little bit surprised by that being the part that goes the other way.
So am I.
Mike, are you?
Yeah, I am. I actually figured that the Penguins would probably try to sign Cahoon after the season. He's just on contract for the remainder of this year, but after struggling to start, I think he had just 2 points in his first 11 games. He really found a role. I actually envisioned that he would play on Evgeny Malkin's left wing down the stretch. So now without him there, you know, maybe Sherry slots in there or something along those lines. But that is surprising to me that Cahoon's the competition.
Sean, what's your reaction to that being the other part of the deal?
I think we might see Patrick Marleau on Malkin's left. I think that would make sense in some capacity. I don't know. This is such a flip. Also, hi Mike. Are you in the car on the way to Rutherford's availability at 3:15?
I'm posted up right here watching some youth hockey right now going on the Penguins ice. So I'm here. I'm in position, ready to roll.
I don't know. What am I missing about this deal? Why do I don't like it? In a sense, I'm not saying Dominic Cahoon was like the greatest thing ever, but it just feels like too much getting the band back together when it comes to Connor Sherry. Like it worked once and then he was gone and now he's back and we expect it to plug back in and play.
Okay,
I don't know.
A couple things about that. They did not want to trade Connor Sherry. That was 100% a cap consideration thing.
Sure.
They had to move guys out. Rutherford said it at the time. So I'm not surprised that he went and got him back.
He had to strap Sherry to get Buffalo to take Hunwick's contract.
Absolutely. And Sherry low key has turned into a better defensive player, at least based on metrics with the Sabres than he was with the Penguins. So he has improved in one way or another. And he was a guy that they didn't want to get rid of at all in the first place. So I'm not surprised by it, but I think the return is kind of wild. I didn't think they would do, you know, the 2-for-1 with Cahoon going back.
Mike?
Yeah, I mean, the Cahoon part is really the surprising part here, but I guess when you look at it, there's no guarantee that Cahoon was going to re-sign with Pittsburgh after the season. So, you know, they do get a reliable player that they know what they're getting in Sherry. We'll see. I'm looking it up now to see what he's got left on his contract. Looks like Sherry also is a rental, yep, in the sense that he just has to play out the remainder of his contract here. So that'll be a question in this offseason whether they try to keep him long-term. I mean, the thing about Dominic Cahoon is he's only the second-year pro. Like, as much as he did start to find his footing here and he has become a versatile piece for the Penguins, he's a 24-year-old who's just in his second season. You know more what you're getting with Connor Sherry, so I like the move. I think it makes sense.
Are they done now, Mike, or is this Jim Rutherford going to wheel and deal in 28 minutes he's got or so, 27 and a half minutes he's got left?
You never know with Jim Rutherford, right? But, I mean, I would have to think that they're probably done. I know that we've discussed before that they have a need at left defense, but if they feel confident that Brian Dumoulin's coming back, which I think that they do, then that need is obviously much less when you insert a guy that's going to be on the top pairing on that left side. So I think that was a big question. I think now they've probably made their moves, but you never know.
What's the Dumoulin health situation? It feels like that is a complete cipher right now. What I hear right now, Mike, seems to be some sort of muted optimism that the fact that he's going with them on this trip means he might be back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I mean, initially when they outlined the time frame, they said 8 weeks, which would have been the start of February. Now it's almost 12 weeks at this point. So he's been out for quite some time, but he had a pretty significant injury. I think that basically the idea here is they want to work him back slowly and get him to be at his best when it really matters in the postseason, and they'll kind of deal with what they have right now and find ways to fill holes on the blue line in the meantime. So really the important thing is making sure that he's healthy and ready to roll for the postseason.
Mike DeFabo, Post-Gazette Penguins writer. He is on his way, or he's there actually, watching now Mites play hockey. Or Bantams, I don't know, as the Penguins are at the trade deadline. We're now a half hour away. They've made two deals. They bring in Patrick Marleau, and now they trade Dominic Cahoon to get Connor Sherry and Evan Rodriguez. Cahoon is a restricted free agent. It's amazing. Cap Friendly already made the, like, it's great that these guys are so on it. Like, Wikipedia's already got Cahoon on the Sabres.
I'm a little disappointed about SpotRack not having an updated look at this.
So,
yet.
Cahoon was going to be a restricted free agent at the end of the year, though, Mike. You know, like, it wasn't like they were going to lose him. And I'm a little bit surprised. Did you get the sense that they had soured on him at all post-injury?
No, I really don't think so. I mean, I really, like I said, I imagined that he was going to be playing next to Evgeny Malkin. So, you know, now that's a question, how they fill that hole, and we've discussed a little bit, Marlo would be an option there. Possibly Zucker could be an option there. You never know. I don't know. I mean, I liked Cahoon, and I think that he especially fit what the Penguins like to do because he was so good in tight areas. He could skate. He was shifty. He seemed to be a playmaker who was starting to really understand the Penguin system and starting to come around and play much better hockey. You know, it was unfortunate that he had a concussion that kept him out about 3 weeks. And then he had to, obviously, he got hit by the puck that's kept him out the last couple. But I don't know. I think that they're getting a more reliable, more veteran kind of player that I think probably has a higher upside. I think Cahoon is, I don't know, he's 24. He wasn't sure he was ever going to make it in the NHL. He was kind of pleased that he all of a sudden was playing with the Penguins.
So Sherry scored 2 goals against the Penguins opening night back in October. And I have him now, I've got him with 7 goals in the last 54 games.
Correct. He's got 9 goals, 10 assists for the year. The Twitter hive mind is not obviously accurate all the time, but it's a good representation of how people feel about something. The Marlow deal, everyone seemed happy. Oh, they're bringing in another old guy. He's now Dad Marlow. Yay. This has not been as well received, I would argue. Like, I've gotten a lot of sort of curious eyebrow arching things popped up in my timeline about the evaluation of this.
Connor Sheary remains a pretty inconsistent goal scorer. I mean, that was his problem. That was his problem here. At one point, he had four goals in like half a season. You know, I think people do have some amount of
skepticism.
Yeah,
here.
Skepticism based on the way that he played.
Hey, Mike, we're gonna let you run because I know you want to start to work some sources and, you know, write about a big trade.
You are our beat writer, so we need you to get out there and make us look good here. Our insider.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
You bet. There you go. Mike DeFabo from the
Post. Here's another one that got thrown out I saw on Twitter. Does this set up Bjugstad with all these forwards being acquired?
Who's throwing that out there?
No, does it set up? People are hypothesizing.
Well, who are the people that are hypothesizing?
Random people. It doesn't matter. It's not like blue check marks. It's just I see the name get floated. So I want to put it out there.
Mahler giving a voice to the masses here.
Yeah,
I'm
the man of the people.
Twitter
I'm
Penguins
the man of the people.
Fan. Thank you.
Nobody knows what they have. Like, Nick Bjugstad is a 6'6" question mark for them. They don't know if he's healthy. They don't know when he's going to come back. They don't really know what position he plays because he was going back. Like, he was acquired to be a winger and then ended up playing center down the stretch. He's all like, and that's not a bad thing. Like, that versatility as a guy who's tracking to be like a spare forward at this point. That's all well and good,
all right.
But I don't know. I don't think they know what they have in him. It could be setting up a deal. Who knows?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.